This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Suspected jihadists have massacred at least 114 civilians in Burkina Faso's volatile north in the deadliest attack since Islamist violence erupted in the West African country in 2015, officials said Saturday. President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore denounced an attack near the borders with Mali and Niger, where jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been targeting civilians and soldiers. The worst attack occurred during the night of Friday to Saturday, when armed individuals staged an incursion into one town that left 100 people dead. Terrorists killed civilians of all ages and set fire to homes and the main market, according to the government. It said its defense and security forces are at work to, quote, neutralize the terrorists and restore calm to populated areas. The authorities have declared 3 days of national mourning ending Monday night. Venice's first cruise ship since the pandemic is seeing protests Saturday by activists demanding the enormous ships be permanently rerouted out of the fragile lagoon, especially through the city's historic center due to environment and safety risks. Italian Premier Mario Draghi's government pledged this winter to get cruise ships out of the Venice lagoon, but reaching that goal will take time. Venice has become one of the world's most important cruise destinations over the last two decades, welcoming ships carrying nearly 700,000 passengers in 2019, according to a cruise line data. Passengers are headed towards a week-long cruise with stops in the Greek islands of Mykonos and later Croatia, but they will also meet groups of protesters before leaving Venice. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com and follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States, Britain, and other leading nations reached a landmark deal on Saturday to pursue higher global taxation on multinational businesses such as Google, Apple, and Amazon, in a move that could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help them cope with the aftermath of COVID-19. The Group of Seven, or G7, large advanced economies agreed to back a minimum global corporate rate of at least 15%, and for companies to pay more tax in the markets where they sell goods and services. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the, quote, significant unprecedented commitment would end what she calls a race to the bottom on global taxation. The deal, which was years in the making, also promises to end national digital services taxes levied by Britain and other European countries, which the United States said unfairly targeted U.S. technology giants. The measures will need to find broader agreement at a meeting of the G20, which includes a number of emerging economies, due to take place next month in Venice. India's government Saturday warned Twitter to immediately comply with the country's new social media regulations, which critics say give the government more power to police online content. Twitter is involved in a tense battle with the Indian government, which has often asked it to restrict content, alleging Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government is trying to silence criticism, including of its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. India's Electronics and Information Technology Ministry says new rules came into force on May 26, but the social media site so far hasn't complied. It asked Twitter to treat Saturday's warning as a final notice, otherwise the company shall be liable to consequences, an Indian news agency reported. The new rules require internet platforms such as Facebook and Twitter to erase content that authorities deem unlawful and to help with police investigations, including identifying the originators of, quote, mischievous information. And three U.S. senators will visit Taiwan on Sunday and will meet its president to discuss security and other issues. Taiwan's government and the de facto U.S. embassy in Taipei said on Saturday a trip that will likely irritate China. The United States, like most countries, has no formal diplomatic ties with the island that is claimed by China, but it is its most important international backer and supplier of arms. Senators Tammy Duckworth, Dan Sullivan, and Christopher Coons will visit the island on Sunday as part of a larger trip to the Indo-Pacific region, the American Institute in Taiwan said. The country's president will meet the three at the airport on Sunday morning and express thanks for the show of support, especially at a time when the island is dealing with COVID-19. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.